From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Along with shortages of water and of qualified employees, farmers have also been coping with a shortage of wooden pallets. The pallets serve important functions to move crops from the field to packing house to customers, but they've grown scarce. Soaring lumber demand and decreased sawmill capacity have reduced availability of new pallets, and so far there's been no significant harvest disruption, though the pallet shortage may linger into next year. A recent poll found voter support for the renewable fuel standard has hit its highest level in at least 5 years. Meanwhile, the benchmark tracking poll conducted at the end of May by Morning Consult shows support for the use of biofuels like low-carbon ethanol has remained consistently high, with a bipartisan majority of voters expressing a favorable opinion. The poll found that 64% of respondents support the renewable fuel standard, with 29% expressing strong support. JBS USA said it paid an $11 million ransom to cyber attackers that shut down operations in the U.S. and Australia 2 weeks ago. JBS says the vast majority of the company's facilities were operational when the ransom was paid. JBS CEO Andre Noguera tells Drovers.com the payment, made in Bitcoin, was intended to prevent further disruption and to limit the potential impact on restaurants, grocery stores, and farmers that rely on JBS. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.